I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Tachlin practice series. A few years ago, when I learned Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Samaches, there was a fellow in my Chabura who was always looking to find new Chumras. Anything that we learned, he was always looking at it from the angle, how could I get a Chumra out of this Sugya? The first Chumra that he came up with was that when you want to have a bagel, you want to have a bagel lox and cream cheese, you want to have a sandwich, you first have to wash, make hamotzi on the bagel, and then slice the bagel and put in lox and cream cheese and tomatoes and whatever else you want. The question is there any merit to his argument? Is he in fact correct that that's the proper course of action? So Gemara in today's daf, Brachos Daf Amites, quotes from Rabbi Yochanan, Shlema mitzvah min hamufchar. It's always best when you're making a bracha on food. Specifically, the context of Gemara is when you're making a bracha on bread, you should make a bracha on a full, complete loaf of bread, a shalem. And this is because of, in order to give chashivus to a bracha, that you're making the bracha on a chashiv piece of bread, on a shalem, on a complete piece of bread. The Gemara continues, it gives other examples of priority of what type of bread you should make a bracha on first. And in fact, this halacha is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Siman Kuf Samaches, if alv hayu lefanov chatichol shel pas, someone had in front of him both cut up pieces of bread and a whole loaf of bread, you should make a bracha on the shalem, mivarech al hashalem. And based on this, it would seem that my friend was in fact correct in this case, that you should first wash, make hamotzi on the bagel, take a bite of the bagel, and only afterward should you slice the bagel in order to fill it with that which you desire. But I didn't think he was right. The Ramah, at the end of Sif Aleph, explains the context of the halachos being discussed in Kisim Kof Samachesna that are discussed really in Ardaf, the Gemara Daf Lama Tesla Beis. The Gemara gives different ways in which someone should determine which piece of bread you should make a bracha on. If you have two pieces of bread, if you either have wheat bread or barley bread, you should prioritize the wheat bread because it's earlier in the list of the Shivas Haminim. And as we just spoke about, if someone has two options, either to make a bracha on a shalem, on a complete roll, or on a slice of bread, you should prefer the complete roll because it is more chashev. And the Ramah explains. The Ramah writes, V'kol zeh, all these halachos are only relevant k'sherotze le'echo mishneim. If he's intending to eat from both pieces of bread, avon ein rotze le'echo elo mi'echad, if he's only interested in one of the pieces of bread, yivta olav, of course you should make the bracha on that which you desire. If there's one type of bread that you want, the other that you don't want, if someone's interested in eating barley bread, you don't have to make a bracha on wheat bread because wheat bread is more chashiv. You're not interested in the wheat bread. What is the Shulchan Aruch talking about? The Shulchan Aruch is talking about when I'm interested in eating from both. I'm going to eat from both of them, or I don't have a preference one over the other. So you should prioritize and take the more chashiv one. But in the case which I specifically want one over the other, if I like the bakery which the slice of bread was taken from, I do not like the bakery which the roll is from, of course you don't need to bake a bracha on the shalem, on the roll. You're allowed to eat the one that you're interested in. And therefore, in the case of the bagel, typically, when someone wants to eat a bagel lox and cream cheese, he's not interested in eating a plain bagel. He's interested in eating a bagel lox and cream cheese. Therefore, when my friend has suggested that you first have to wash, take a bite out of the bagel, and then slice it, I don't think that's correct. Because that would be similar to if someone had two bagels in front of him. A complete bagel, and a different bagel, which is a bagel lox and cream cheese. Of course you're allowed to eat the bagel lox and cream cheese, because that's what you're interested in. But there's another scenario that this halacha really should be relevant. And I don't notice that people are careful about this. If someone comes to a kiddush and they're interested in making mezonos, they have two options, either take a piece of cake or a complete rugala. And they don't have any specific preference. They don't necessarily want the piece of cake over one of the rugalach. One of the rugalach are shalem. It's complete. It's not a slice. A piece of cake is a slice. And therefore, it's very compelling that if someone doesn't have a preference of one over the other, you should prefer the shalom and make the bracha, make the borei mezonos on the complete regula.